flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this.
These are my confessions.
All right, this might not go over real well in this room.
It's always a great way to start.
My first confession. So Adam Silver has been talking about, shortening the length of the NBA to 10-minute quarters.
Yeah, we actually have the audio of him talking about
Let's hear it. Of him talking about shortening it from 12 to 10-minute quarters.
I'm probably in a minority. As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a two-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits. I don't think people in arenas aren't asking us to shorten the game.
Here's my confession. I don't mind that. He said he's in the minority, then well, then put me in there too, for two reasons. Not just that, two-hour games, I get it. They're trying to make their game much more, you know, approachable for just average fans or casual fans and all that. But I think it also leads to this. Your stars are probably going to play a little more often. You know, the whole...
Cut down the fatigue. I had not thought about it from that perspective. Damn it, I might have to agree with
that. Yeah. The star... I got one, Figgy.
I was ready to cut back at you.
Like your stars... are going to maybe play a couple more games or certainly be fresher for a lot of games.
I would think that would be the right approach, but I feel like that's kind of like when somebody make a rule and you find another loophole.
But I think just minute that 82 games shortened by 8 minutes. That's a lot of minutes.
I agree, but yeah. I still feel like the people that focus on like low management and all that stuff, I still think they're going to try to find some type of loophole to still get that off too.
But I just don't see how they could do it that often.
No. And you know? And we've had that cut back with the rules. Mm-hmm. Now, I still think that the rules when it comes to awards, when it comes to for stars, where they can't be considered unless they have, play 65 games or what have you. And we're going to see another year where we're going to miss out on some guys who probably would be well deserving of awards because they just can't play enough games. And that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, man, I I'm actually intrigued by this because I think the basketball game isn't all that long. We're talking about 2.5 hours usually. Now, start times is one of those things that really drives me up a wall. When you say, hey, this game going to start at 8:30 and then mm-hmm. starts at 8:45, 8:50, that'll annoy the hell out of me. And that's one of the things they probably, like just being punctual mm-hmm. To the start times would probably be very helpful. However, like the time of the game does not feel super long. Now, of course, I know that I'm in a minority of being a right. really huge fan.
Right.
And he's not wrong. There are other like college basketball games, WNBA games, mm-hmm. Basketball around the world, like 10 minute quarters or, you know, ultimately a 40 minute game is what they play. And seeing that, like being somebody who watches the WNBA, that 2 hours, like it flies. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess on to the next one. Like me personally, I'm like, I would like a little, I'm still good with a little more basketball.
But you get like casual fans. Hey, I can check in on this.
Yes.
You know,
Especially and because you'll have that game stretch out sometimes in the close ones and you're not wrong. Like we're not cutting down the season. I saw someone that was like, no, leave the time and cut down the number of games. The problem is,
yeah, they're not going
to
do that.
Nobody's giving back money to do any of this.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is going to cut the season down to 60-some games and then have less inventory for the TV product where the TV product is like, well, we can't give you as much money because you're not giving us much inventory.
Yeah.
They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. You can keep the same number of inventory and we can shrinkflate this. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
We all learned about shrinkflation at the very least coming out the pandemic when all these companies was trying to save some money and they took 2 ounces out of your pancake batter box or whatever. I don't know why that's where my brain was. I think I recently bought pancake batter. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. But yeah, man, we'll shrinkflate this. We'll take this from, you know, 48 minutes to 40 minutes where you're still getting the same number of same inventory. Mm-hmm. Games are a little bit shorter, and you're not wrong. What we're talking about minutes and really weighing on these folks are the dudes that are going to play a majority of these games anyways.
Yes.
You can pull some of those minutes back. Now, I do wonder, are you going to get the Tom Thibodeaux of the league where they're still going to give those guys 30-something minutes when we get to the playoffs, 40 minutes? It's just that now we're going to have fewer guys that rotate in.
Yeah.
Like, is that what's going to happen?
These are my confessions.
Super Bowl coming through here soon. Big game, whatever you want to call it. And advertisement season is here. And I gotta confess, I'm sick of it. We're doing too much. Like, it's already enough that, you know, when you're watching a game, especially if somebody that actually likes watching the football, you're basically locked in for the entirety, because it's not like I'm watching the football game, I'm locked in, and then we go to the commercials where you typically, you know, turn to your phone or whatever, and now I'm locked in there because I want to see what these commercials are. Now I got to, we getting commercials for the commercials?
Before.
We got Matthew McConaughey doing an Uber Eats ad, like prepping his, what was it? Was it Dick Butkus? I don't remember who it was that he was, for some reason the name eludes me.
It was Dick Butkus.
Prepping his Dick Butkus.
Actually, it was the SNL people doing Dick Butkus.
Like, it's so much.
Shop Bears.
And I'm like, we're doing a 30-second commercial 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
To tease the commercial.
during like, guys, were we not done? They did the, when Harry meets Sally.
Yep, that's going to be one.
For mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That we're teasing that one. What are we doing, man? This is too much.
Yeah, hey, but you know what?
It's Mike Ditka is what it was. Dick Buck is the wrong one.
It was Mike Ditka.
I was like, I knew I felt wrong, and I was like,
Coach Ditka.
Goodness gracious.
But you do realize, as much as it is frustrating, and I don't disagree with you, like, there's about 30, 40, maybe more percent of people that are there just for that.
Yeah, but the commercials themselves, I mean, that's why they ballooned to like $8 million for spots, and that's asinine, but hey, it's not my money. Mm-hmm. But do we really have to be bombarded with the commercial for the commercial?
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions.
So I gotta confess, I'm so glad I'm out the house buying market, because I'm sick of being on social media and these realtors on there posting these videos of, like, these big old houses, these big old mansions. I'm looking at one now. 6-bedroom, 3-bath, home office, game room for $284K.
What?
There's no way they're lying.
No way. They are lying.
Because or if they are telling the truth, that neighborhood is crazy.
No, they are not telling the truth. 45 minutes outside of Houston.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man. I looked all over the place. I ain't never seen nothing that nice mm-hmm. for that low.
They're like 45 minutes outside of Houston. You in Brenham?
Yeah, in Brenham.
That definitely ain't Brenham.
Yeah, and it's still more than that.
Yeah. You are not buying a house for that price. Mm-hmm. That big old house for that price. I'm sick of the lies, man. Like, they.
I don't know how they can get away with that stuff.
Yeah. What do you think? There's regulations on who does their real estate TikToks.
But you're offering a real price.
But see, what they doing is they putting in the description, DM me, and so I could give you all the information if you're interested. But it's not that price.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're lying
to you.
The fact
that they're putting in a wrong price is what gets
me.
Yeah,
but think of it. The number of people that are actually going to DM you is so small compared to like the number of people who are just going to be like, ooh, look at this house. That's cool. And just
it's worth it for them.
They live the cosplay and what they get, because we're talking about social media in this instance, they get those engagements and that's all they
need. It was one time my wife got into it with somebody who did the same thing. Mm-hmm. She was like, she just asked a question, where is this house? And he said, DM me.
No.
So it's just like, what? So she actually DM'd him like, where is this house? I'm just trying to see what area it is.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even give her the, he talked about, oh, I don't give out address, but you can sign up for my thing.
Oh, get it.
Like, bro,
he's scamming.
Yeah, he got you. Exactly. Oh. He's lying.
I hate that stuff so much.
No, that's so
irritating. I like the way you say he's lying.
He's lying. And I think they get a lot of people that's not from this area, like people that's in other states where they look at, Houston. Yeah. Ooh, I'm moving to Houston.
Everybody wants to move to Houston.
It's a lie, man. Everything is high here, man.
We need a Figgy to do a drop on Figgy saying something. I like that. He's lying.
Nah, he's lying. as Judge Judy like to say, full of baloney.
You're full
of baloney.
These are my confessions.
I've never been a trash TV kind of guy. You know, the reality shows and the what is it? The Real Housewives.
Below Deck though, right? That's a little trashy.
I watch Below Deck, but mainly to just gawk at the yachts.
Oh, that's different.
You know, the gawk.
Say no. That's not trash. That's classic.
Yeah, that's different. Those are yachts. That's what I'm looking at. Like how they're.
They're throwing champagne in each other's faces on a boat.
Yeah, he ain't paying attention to the story.
Now it does suck you into the story just by default. But
what is this show again?
Below Deck Mediterranean is my favorite.
Okay, that is the first one that popped up on my DuckDuckGo search.
It's pretty sweet.
Why is there a woman with a trident on it? Nah, this is trash. You're not going to tell me that this is some level of... No. This is about the
That's
boats.
Like me watching Love and Hip Hop for the rap music.
That's right, yeah.
But my confession is, chalk up another one. I'm all in on another trashy show.
Uh-oh. I bet you are.
I'm all in on another trashy show. Have y'all seen The Traitors?
Absolutely The Traitors. Not. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dude. It's so cool and it's so corny. Half the time I'm laughing at the show, and then the other half I'm like, I can't turn it away. I watched two episodes last night. The two episodes. The Traitors is, I don't even want to get into what it is, but just Google it.
It is an American reality competition series based on the Dutch series. I'm not reading that in Dutch. I'm sorry, I ain't got it for you. Yeah. It is hosted by the Scottish actor Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
The first season was...
The Traitors is... Like so,
contestants in the game move into a majestic castle.
Yeah, they're in a castle,
and they work as a team to complete a series of dramatic and challenging missions to earn money.
But four of them are traitors, and you don't know who the traitors are.
Ah, okay, so that's
You're like, oh, that's like I was doing the Figgy thing. I was talking to the TV man, like, no, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that.
That reminds me of when you remember when was it CBS that had the mole?
Yeah,
that was one that went platinum.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all see that TV show? I don't even know if it's out yet, but they've been showing the previews for it. But I guess the family sending their other loved ones out and about in the wilderness or something crazy like that. And if they can't survive, they tell their significant others back in the control room to push the red button.
Oh yeah.
And that significant other have the right, like, nope, just stay in there or push the red button and don't win anything.
Yeah.
That sounds awful, man.
It's amazing how these shows just suck you in. Like, if you described it to me, I would be like, oh yeah, another one of those. And I'm like, I can't wait for the next episode.
I hate what it's done to television. Exactly. I'm not going to give you the rant because y'all know the rant.
No,
but
I'm not.
Normally,
I'm not. It just sucks you in.
I'm not blaming you. Yeah. Like, there's a reason why it works. It's catchy. Reality television.
Reality ain't real.
But
she's a traitor. What are you doing?
I hate what it's done to television. I really do. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yes, I was going to be I'm going to be a pompous, presumptuous, you know what. Mm-hmm. I get it. I am that person, but I do hate what it's done to television. All right. But you can't hate what's happening on radio. In fact, I hope that you love listening to radio, because if you do, I got a way for you to win something just off of listening to radio. It is called the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest that Odyssey is putting on. All you got to do is listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app. For an hour each day for an entry. You get a daily entry into this contest. And you remember, the winner of the contest will head to Vegas with a flight and hotel accommodations for you and three guests. Plus, you'll get $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds at a college basketball tourney. So make sure that if you're listening to Sports Radio 610, go ahead and listen on the Odyssey app. Make sure you're logged in,
and
too.
And break us off something.
All right. Oh, no. Okay.
I'm broke over here, man.
All right, I'm surprised. If you that broke, you didn't dip into the into the donation money. Mm-hmm. By the way, we still haven't figured out if when we go to New Orleans, if we're actually putting that on black.
Double it up, baby.
All right, all right. What is it, like $50 in there?
Probably.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can make $100 for whatever foundation we ultimately donated to. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it is our Thursday staple for us now. Let's do a little buy or sell. Are you selling what these various people in, or are you buying rather what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? We'll do it next.